I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lighter side of the news. Salt, what's going on?
Here's a couple headlines for you. I'll get to these stories in just a moment. A married man died during sex with another woman on a business trip and has been ruled a workplace accident. There's a new video game where the goal is to date a young, sexy Colonel Sanders.
Oh, okay.
Apple is trying to make slofies happen.
What are slofies?
I'll tell you about that in just a minute. And a Dallas Cowboy who actually did something good, but people are still saying it's bad. I'll give you those stories in just a second. But first, I told you about the world's stupidest idea for a restaurant.
What is the idea?
This one comes from Seven Dials Market in Covent Garden, England.
Oh, Covent Gardens, darling.
It's in Britain.
Of course.
There's a 130-foot conveyor belt around this British eatery that passes by patrons, and they grab a tray off.
Yes.
You know, it's like self-serve. We've seen this all around.
I mean, they have it in Blueback Square to get the sushi that way.
Exactly. Exactly. Although this is not sushi. This is cheese.
You just help yourself to the Lindberger or the Blue or the Stilton or whatever's going by.
Yes, the restaurant is called Pick and Cheese.
I hope they have American cheese singles wrapped in plastic for sanitary purposes.
That's all they have.
What?
It's just little blocks of cheese.
No wine to go with it? Or
I'm sure that that's in probably the coolers off to the corner.
I mean, consider the world's love affair with cheese. It's not such a terrible idea.
Have we jumped the shark
Maybe.
In ideas for restaurants?
I suppose so.
Keep them simple. Good food, cook it, give it to people.
That makes too much sense.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, let's get to some of these crazy stories I was talking about earlier. All right, a married man in France, he went on a work trip back in 2013. He found a woman that he that caught his eye.
He just tripped and fell right into her.
Yes, tripped right and fell into her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he died in the middle of their copulation.
Which I would think would be any man's favorite way of exiting this planet.
I guess, but his widow decided to take the workplace to court because she said it was a workplace accident. This has been in the French courts since 2013.
Is she winning?
She just won. She now gets paid 80% of his salary until he would have retired, which is a couple years from now. So she, for the rest of that,
I feel
and then
like,
after that, she gets his pension.
I feel like this is the ultimate vindication for any person who has ever been scorned.
Absolutely.
That she was able to turn this around into a benefit to her.
I know. It's great.
I love it.
It's a workplace accident. All right, KFC jumping into the video game craze right now. They have created a new video game where the entire point is to try and date a young, sexy Colonel Sanders, and it's available for free on Mac and Windows.
Do they have male and female young, sexy Colonel Sanders?
No, it seems like it's just one dude.
Oh.
But the name of the video game is I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator.
Well, do you remember, I think it was for Mother's Day, that you could send Mom a sexy strip tease of the Colonel Sanders Chickendale dancers?
Chickendales.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. So yeah, basically you just make decisions left or right, and
oh,
the ultimate
download.
Goal.
Yeah, I'm gonna go download it.
I think you get a shirt. It's available in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's not available yet. So you got two
Let
weeks left to work before you can do that. And I told you about the slofies that Apple unveiled
what
yesterday.
What are slofies?
Well, their new phone coming out soon, and they're introducing something called slofies. It's selfie videos in slow motion. So you get to see how dumb everybody looks trying to get the fish lips and everything like
fish
that.
Fish lips.
Hey, everybody.
These new phones have three cameras on them, which are in the shape of, like, some people are saying spider eyes.
Oh, really?
And it's
creepy?
Creeping people out. They're afraid even to pick up the phone.
So, yeah. So now when you're doing that new selfie craze, which is, like, put a finger under your chin.
Okay.
You know, that's the new craze.
It
that
is?
Yeah, everybody's
Why,
doing it.
What does it do? Hide
you know
the
how
double chin?
Duck lips was the big thing? thing, and then the other, I don't know. It's just putting a finger lightly to your chin.
Oh, because it gives you definition.
One of the tech writers tweeted out, upgrading to iPhone 11 versus keeping your old phone is a real Slofi's choice.
That's very... Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right, I told you about a Cowboys player who I feel did a very good thing.
Okay.
But he's getting maligned for it. So DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys was walking. He was leaving the Giants game the other day. He's walking to his shuttle, and a young fan comes up to him and says, DeMarcus, DeMarcus, can I get an autograph? Problem was, kids wearing a Giants jersey.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
DeMarcus looks at the kid, says, get the right jersey, son, and keeps walking by. Doesn't sign his autograph.
He has every right to not sign the autograph.
Well, I like it because when he was pressed about it later, he said this.
There you go.
Get the jersey for Christmas, but I just love it. Get the right jersey, son.
By the way, he could be a football fan, but if you're going to ask for an autograph, get the right jersey.
Yeah, and the kid, DeMarcus, when he was asked about this, he was at a charity event for kids where he was donating 350 backpacks.
I think he's done enough.
Yeah.
96.5 TIC.